From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama is introducing three new appointees to his cabinet of greatest interest in sequester-worried Washington. Sylvia Matthews Burwell's appointment to lead the Office of Management and Budget. As a former deputy budget director under President Clinton, Mr. Obama says that Burwell has what it takes.
I am confident that my nominee for OMB director, Sylvia Matthews Burwell, is the right person to continue Jeff's great work.
Opening the first meeting of his second-term cabinet, the president said he continues to seek out Republican partners to reach a deal to end the sequester, $85 billion in budget cuts now launched. The president has also appointed air quality expert Gina McCarthy to lead the EPA and nuclear physicist Ernest Moniz to head the Department of Energy. It's been 2 years since a BP oil well exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, taking the Deepwater Horizon oil rig with it, along with several lives. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, a civil trial in New Orleans is entering its second week.
Attorneys for the plaintiffs and companies that helped drill the Macondo well grilled BP's Mark Bly about his investigation. A lawyer for rig owner Transocean questioned Bly about apparent gaps in the report, including a call made to shore just before the accident. Transocean says its employees didn't receive the information they needed from BP to operate safely. BP maintains the accident was the result of a series of failures by multiple parties. This trial aims to figure out what happened and who was at fault. It's expected to last through May unless the parties settle the case before then. Jeff Brady, NPR News.